Hey, this is Wendell, the Pathway Pastor. We had another technical glitch on our second step lesson, and so I couldn't record it live, so I'm here doing it alone in my office, which is going to be a little strange and lack a little energy, but just the same, we're going to give it a go and see if we can't get some of the discoveries we made that Sunday night when we did it live into this recording. This series is on the 8 steps. We've changed or consolidated the 12 steps down to 8 steps because some of the steps are redundant, so we just combine them, and so now we have 8 steps that we're talking about, and we're talking about them in the context of almost like a sacred dance we do with God, that we're stepping with Him, but we're also dancing with Him, which makes it a bit less laborious and a bit more celebrative by using the word dance. And we're also doing it in the context of grace. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard that we had a series on grace here sometime back, and we're just dovetailing these lessons into those. So let's review a little bit about grace to kind of set the stage for what we're going to say with this lesson. The first thing we discovered about grace back in that first series was that grace is not a commodity that God doles out to us like some sort of Halloween treat or a glass of water out of a faucet, just a little bit at a time, but that grace is actually God fully invested in us all the time, that God is present, God is loving, God is for us, not against us, and this is all the time full force. Doesn't come and go, doesn't ebb and flow, it's full force all the time. And so if that is what grace is, as God is present with us, then that also is what grace is in the way we treat ourselves and each other. That grace is the mutual investment in our horizontal relationships with each other. And it involves me investing in you, and you, when you receive my investment, in a sense have to trust me, so you have to be vulnerable to my investment. And then it turns right around and you want to invest in me, and so I'm vulnerable to your investment. So it's a give and take, it's elastic. There's a certain amount of stretchiness that has to take place. If it's brittle, we break, so we give and take. We invest, we're vulnerable, we invest, we're vulnerable back and forth. And this is kind of like the dance of life that we do, which goes to the metaphor we're using in this series of Through the Steps, in that God is inviting us to dance with Him, not just step with Him. So we're on step 2 here, and this step we've rewritten just a bit as we've consolidated the former second and third steps together. So here's step 2. We turned our lives over to God, believing He could restore us to sanity. So what does it mean to turn our lives over to God? When I was a child, I thought, well, you turn your life over to God, He's going to send you to the darkest jungles of Africa, or He's going to ask you to just do something that is going to push you within an inch of your life. And in the recovery community and in these step studies that we go through over and over, we're realizing more and more that God really is, when you turn your life over to God, you're actually turning and starting to dance with Him. So we turned our lives over to God is the same as we turned and we started dancing with God. And when you think about this, you're dancing with one who invented the dance. God used to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden, and there must have been some sort of joy and celebration in that. I bet they cut a rug a time or two as they walked together, they skipped together, they ran together, they danced together. So God is the original dancer. He's the inventor of the dance. And so He invites us to turn and dance with Him. And part of this step, or part of the last step we did, which indicates that we're powerless, we can't manage our lives, is we came to our senses and we realized the futility of trying to dance alone. God looked at Adam as he tried to dance alone and He said, that's not good. He needs somebody to dance with. And so when He created Eve, Adam now had Eve and God to to dance with. It was a mutual dance, a group dance. And so in step one, we realized, wow, I've been dancing all alone. This is futile. This is getting me nowhere. I can't do this. So we turned and we entered into the dance with this step. We turned our lives over to God. We turned and started to dance with Him. On Sunday nights when we're doing this live, I've noticed there's a puzzled look sometimes on newcomers' faces when you start talking about the dance, the analogy of the dance. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that we have this dance with God? There's a reason why we're using this dance analogy. Toxic, dangerous religion has painted our relationship with God in many ways that I think really miss the point. We've painted the picture that God is the employer and we're the employee, or even more strong, He's the slave master and we're the slave. Or we've painted the picture that God is primarily the teacher and we're the student, or God is the judge and we're the defendant, or God is the policeman and we're the criminal on the run. We've painted all kinds of different pictures that I don't think really work and are not in keeping with the heart of God. But here we have God inviting us to dance, which involves mutual trust and respect and celebration and cooperation and affection and intimacy and all kinds of things. But the biggest aspect that makes the dance work and makes us healthier is that we've turned from working and struggling and striving to celebrating. We're celebrating with God, that we're included in what He's doing, that we're included in His thoughts and in His feelings, and He's included in our thoughts and feelings, and this dance has begun. And when you stop and think about it, this is a little strange, but when you stop and think about it, isn't that kind of almost the way the universe works, that you have the structure of an atom with a proton and a neutron and a nucleus, and they're all dancing there together. This is what gives life to the universe. You look at our planets, how they circle around each other and have this crazy gravitational pull that keeps them spaced but not colliding and not flying off into space, but keeps them in a dance with each other. This analogy may not work for you, but it's beginning to work for me more and more all the time, that we're in this dance with God, and it's a celebrative dance. In this step, it says we turned our lives over to God, believing He could restore us to sanity. And I used to think that first God made us sane, and then He invited us to dance. But I'm beginning to realize more and more that the dance is sanity, and sanity is the dance. Not studying dance, not practicing dance moves, not learning to jump higher or spin faster, not praying that maybe we'll be a better dancer. It's just the simple activity of dancing that is sane. And it's not that we're dancing, period. It's that we're dancing with our Creator, and we're dancing with each other, our brothers and sisters in recovery. And so let's just talk about what it looks like to turn our lives around and begin to dance with God. How does that look? Some pretty entertaining pictures came to my mind this week as I was thinking about this. If you have struggled with anger and rage in your life, and now you've decided to turn and start dancing with God, your initial steps in the dance are going to look more like a sparring match than a ballet or a nicely choreographed dance. It's going to be more like a sparring match. But you know what? You're dancing. If you've struggled with depression and you've met your match, it's getting you down. Life is getting darker and darker, and you don't know how you're going to make it. But you turn. In your depression, you turn, and you say, I'm going to dance. The first few steps may start out in laboriously slow motion, almost as if you're going backwards instead of forward. But you know what? At least you're dancing. If you've been a control freak all your life, it's my way or the highway, and you turn and you decide to start dancing with God, the dance may feel like a tug of war. You're pulling against Him. You're trying to have your way. don't stop dancing. You're still dancing. The dance is the sanity. Remember, the dance is the sanity. If you're a fear-driven person, you've been a person who has had panic attacks and has worried and fretted and been anxious about everything, the dance may feel initially very dangerous. You may think there are dire consequences to stepping into this dance. You may be afraid of failing. You may be afraid of falling. You may be afraid of making a fool of yourself. So the first few steps may feel dangerous, but you know what? You're dancing. If you are a technical, scientific person, and all of this sounds kind of silly to you, but yet you're tired of that life and you decide you want to turn and dance with God, the dance may not add up. It may not perfectly calculate, but at least you're dancing. If you're an insecure person, the dance may feel embarrassing, but you're still dancing. If you're a legalist, you may wonder if it's wrong to dance at all, really, but you're dancing. If you're a codependent, you may find yourself trying to teach God how to dance, but you're dancing. If you're a drug or alcohol or any kind of addict, you may wonder why dancing hurts sometimes, but at least you're dancing. If you're a person in grief, you may feel that dancing is inappropriate at a time like this, but at least you're dancing. And if you're an isolator, you may feel like your dance partner is reluctant, but look, he's dancing. Sanity is in the dance. The dance is sanity. And if you're struggling to understand this whole thing about the dance, if this is the only session you've listened to, you need to tune in on the other podcast, because as we unpack this whole dance analogy through all the 8 steps, it begins to make more and more sense that God created us to dance with Him. In the cool of the day, in the garden, He created us to dance with Him. And that's what the whole story of Scripture is about. That's what Jesus is about. That's what the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, is about. It's about God inviting us to dance with Him. This is a dance. This is not a tour of duty. This is not an obligation. This is not a have to or an ought to. It's an invitation to a party. It's an invitation to celebrate. It's an invitation to stand face to face with God and dance with the wildness of our heart and the hope that this dance transforms us into healthier people. So I hope this has helped today, helped you today. We turned our lives over to God, believing He could restore us to sanity. We turned and danced with God, believing that the dance was sanity. Until next time, thank you.